roll shows 16 members present.
The members,
Senator Seekins is excused.
Sorry. Members, please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Reverend Ronald Covey from the Douglas Community United Methodist Church.
Mr. President, honorable senators, members of the staff, and distinguished guests and visitors, with deepest respect for the religious beliefs of all Alaskans, let us take this moment of prayer. May we pray. O living spirit, we seek to learn lessons of wisdom from the book of your creation. We think of life and the struggle and determination sometimes required of living. The salmon thrashing upstream, the eaglet chipping its way out of the shell, the spruce saplings stretching branches toward the light. We think of the pain of childbirth and how it is overshadowed by the joy of new life come among us. Help us to reflect that same determination as these sessions give birth to new laws, new policies, new understandings. May any pain or struggle in the process of creation be softened by the joy and rewards of the new life and new spirit that is brought forth. Amen. Amen.
Senator Wagner, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 42nd legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be approved as certified by the Secretary. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Do we have guests for introduction? Senator Green.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. We have in the Ziegler's Gallery, Carl and Nancy Herford, who are from MATSU. Carl's with MTA and Nancy with the MATSU Bureau. Carl and his corporation are one of the business partners of the university system, and it's my pleasure to welcome them to Juneau.
Any other introductions?
Mr. President.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a guest page from South Anchorage, formerly from my district, but he was hijacked in the last redistricting. Tony Morrow, to my left, is a 15-year-old. He's homeschooling his freshman year in high school in preparation for a year as a Rotary Exchange student in southern Mexico. His interests are debate, travel, drama, and he has aspirations for a career in politics, espionage, or international relations. So that's an interesting life ahead. Please welcome Tony Morrow.
Any other guests? That brings us down to messages from the governor.
I have no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message dated March 3rd stating the House has passed the following and they are transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill number 74, Finance, effective date added by the House Finance Committee. An act extending the termination date of the Board of Nursing and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
CS for House Bill number 82, LNC, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee. An act making certain activity related to commercial electronic mail unlawful and an unfair method of competition or an unfair or deceptive act or practice under the act enumerating unfair trade practices and consumer protections.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Those are all the messages from the House, Mr. President.
Communications?
I have no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
Health, Education, and Social Services Committee reports dated March 3rd stating, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Health, Education, and Social Services Committee reviewed the following with regard to confirmation of the governor's appointments and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. State Board of Education and Early Development, Esther Cox, Patsy DeWitt, Shirley Holloway, Richard I. Maurer, Sylvia Reynolds, Rex Rock, Tim R. Scott. University of Alaska Board of Regents, James C. Hayes, Cynthia Henry, Mary Kay Hughes, Derek Miller, Michael Snowden. There were no stated objections to the confirmation of the named individuals by committee members. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against the individuals during any further sessions. Signing the reports, Senator Dyson, Chair, Senators Green, Wilkin, Davis. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees?
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
I have no resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill number 98 by Senator Bundy. An act relating to civil liability for guest passengers on an aircraft or watercraft and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Judiciary?
Senate Bill number 99 by Senator Bundy. an act expressing legislative intent regarding privately operated correctional facility space and services, relating to the development and financing of privately operated correctional facility space and services, authorizing the Department of Corrections to enter into an agreement for the confinement and care of prisoners in privately operated correctional facility space, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 51, an act relating to revenue bonds issued by the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and the total amount of bonds and notes outstanding of that authority and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 51 is before us today in third reading. Do we have debate? Seeing no debate. The question being, shall the Senate pass Senate Bill 51? Members may proceed to vote. Will the Secretary lock the vote? Okay. Secretary, record the vote. So, by a vote of 18 yeas and 0 nays, Senate Bill 51 has passed the Senate. Brings us down to citations. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date.
That's right. We have an effective date. Without objection, the vote on passage of Senate Bill 51 will be considered the vote on the effective date. Now that brings us down to the citations.
Citations. Honoring Susan B. English Volleyball Team, 2002 Class 1, 2A West Champions. In memoriam, Anna Laverne Griffin. In memoriam, Leo Franklin Rode.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that citation calendar be approved as read by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, citations will be approved as read. That completes the daily calendar, brings us down to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business today? Seeing none, brings us down to announcements. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder that the House and Senate Democratic legislators will meet today in joint open caucus in the Fahrenkamp Room beginning at 4:30 sharp. Our guests are members of the Alaska Support Industry Alliance, and our topic is working together to grow the Alaskan economy to benefit in-state businesses and in-state workers. So everyone's welcome. Hope to see you at 4:30 today.
Any other announcements? Senator Bundy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent. We move back up the calendar to unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
And under unfinished business, I would ask that I be excused from the call of the Senate from plain time evening, March 7th, till plain time evening, March 10th. Or personal business.
Without objection, Senator will be excused those days. Any other unfinished business before we go back down? None, that takes us down to, I think we're under announcements. Were we done with announcements? Then to special orders. Any special orders today? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand in recess to a joint session in the House.
We are at recess. Would the Senate come back to order? Senator Cowdery.
Thank you. I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, March the 5th.
We're adjourned.